Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work. This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything. Me.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered. For just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Welcome to Brainstuff from How Stuff Works. Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Spiciness is a very personal preference. Some like their food hot. Some like it even hotter. And some won't even start to chow down until they've slopped on the sriracha, piled on the jalapenos, and laid on enough horseradish to literally bring tears to their eyes. Which practically begs the question, what's wrong with those people? Do these folks actually enjoy watering eyes, a searing tongue, and a runny nose at the dinner table? But more alarmingly, one might wonder, are they setting themselves up for everything else to taste extra bland? Can spicy food burn out your taste buds? Robin Dando studies exactly these types of questions. An assistant professor in the Department of Food Science at Cornell, Dando has spent his albeit still young career studying how our bodies interact with the food that we consume. And when it comes to spicy foods in our bodies, it's a tricky one. When you put a spicy food in your mouth, whether it's a jalapeno or whatever's in that five-alarm chili you just ordered, you're often ingesting a chemical compound found in peppers called capsaicin. Capsaicin interacts with receptors in your mouth, which immediately send a signal to your brain. The signal goes something like this. Fire! Fire! Hot! 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 Fire! It's not some joke that your mouth is playing on your brain, or not quite. The receptors in your mouth react to the capsaicin the same way they would if there were an actual fire on your tongue. That's why the brain, which takes these things quite literally, sets off your body's sprinkler system. Your heart starts racing, firing up that fight-or-flight mechanism. Your blood rushes to the skin surface to cool things down. You start to salivate. Your nose may start to run. For some people, this is considered fun. It's a culinary experience. They can't get enough of it. For those who prefer more subtle tastes and dry eyes, the whole idea of two spicy foods may be difficult to comprehend. But to many spicy food lovers, it's the hotter, the better. Although it may seem like a 50 Shades of Red kind of thing, Dando says that people who eat extremely spicy foods often do it because they have to in order to get the experience. That's because spicy food connoisseurs probably build up a tolerance to spiciness. Dando said, there's some pretty strong evidence that suggests that you can. We would call it desensitization. Simply being exposed to something constantly, you start to build up a tolerance to it. Physically speaking, desensitization can act at the nerve, at the receptor, or in the brain, Dando explains. Essentially, if you're stimulating a nerve a lot, it can become less responsive. With capsaicin in particular, one of the neurotransmitters responsible for signaling pain to the brain can become depleted easily. Likewise, a cell can reprogram to express fewer of its receptors if they're frequently in use. And finally, the brain can basically turn down the volume of a signal in the short term. It's like how if you get in cold water at the beach, it's intensely cold, but in a minute or so, it doesn't feel so frigid. If you've ever been a spicy food fanatic, you may have wondered what year after year of all of that fiery goodness may be doing to your taste buds. For sure, spicy foods can get to some people. They've been associated with acid reflux and heartburn. But as far as your mouth and those precious taste buds go, don't worry. Dando says, people seem to talk about spicy food destroys your taste buds. That's not really true. It's not physically damaging the tissues. It's just kind of simulating the conditions where they would get damaged. So spice it up, brave foodies, and keep a glass of whole milk or a side of bread or rice handy, just in case. Today's episode was written by John Donovan and produced by Tyler Klang. For more on this and lots of other red-hot topics, visit our home planet, HowStuffWorks.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.